Ladies and gentlemen, it's so good to have you today for Program 9 of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future Written in Black and White. My name is Marshall Wood. I am the host of this program for the next hour. And I appreciate the fact that you've turned in, whether you are listening intentionally, as I hope you are, and have listened to all the previous programs, or if you're listening accidentally because you tuned in heading up or down I-95 and happened to be scanning on AM frequency, and this is what you found. Well, what you found is a very conservative, politically, and religious, faith-based program that is, I'm not claiming to speak for God in any way, shape, or form. This isn't a, quote, religious program. It is a program on the American culture and current events and where we think we're headed. But because America is based in Scripture, its foundation is scriptural, and since America has pretty much turned its back on God since the 1970s, according to my research, because of that, America is now experiencing turmoil like it has never experienced in its history. I do, and Franklin Graham, much smarter man than I am, have said that we're under God's judgment, and this is not going to be turned away. However, I will acknowledge, of using human reasoning, that I have to allow for the possibility that I am incorrect, and that Franklin Graham is not correct, and all the others that are saying the same things are in error. It's entirely possible that well, things will get better, and they're not God's judgment. That's he makes up his mind on that, the great creator of the universe. I leave that to him. But based on Scripture and the record of history, we're there. We're under God's judgment. But if God's hand is stayed, and if we're allowed to continue, and because of actions of programs like this and radio stations like WCGA, we restore America to what once made it great. I believe thoroughly in what Donald Trump is trying to do, make America great again, because we were once the second greatest nation in human history. Somebody said, no, we're the greatest. No, we were the second. We are the second greatest, and that's a good enough position. The greatest was the nation of Israel under Solomon. There was nothing like that particular nation with respect to its impact on the area around it. But I'll settle for second, but at least in the Gentile world, we are the greatest nation, and God ordained that America should exist. I hold to that, and there are a lot of great books out there like The Light and the Glory by Peter Marshall Jr. and others that make that statement. But even Alexis de Tocqueville thought that was that was an accurate statement when he wrote his treatise in the 19th century on that great sleeping spiritual giant and geopolitical giant, America. But we are at a point of something happening, and those of you who are listening accidentally as you drive along would be encouraged to stay tuned, to mark this station for future reference, and those who are listening now need to continue, because this is not an individual program on one topic. It is a continuing discussion. This part will continue from Program 9 today, 10, 11, 12, and wrap up on the 25th of November in a very intense program, number 13. And then in the month of December, there'll be five programs entitled The Bigger Picture, It Is What It Is, where everything is going to be kind of wrapped up and bottom line statements are going to be made that I think you will have some interest in, whether you agree with them or not. But we had talked in Program 8 about the feminizing of culture. And, you know, if you look around, particularly the Democrat Party, there can't be any question in your mind that men are leading this country. You have Joe Biden as the president, but the man is an empty suit. He is an example, the metaphor of what God thinks of American white males. So we're vain. We act like we know everything. We absolutely know nothing. We claim to be some great spiritual authority. In his case, the Catholic Church. And frankly, if the bishops and the magisterium of the Catholic Church would do what they're supposed to do, Joe Biden wouldn't be receiving Eucharist or in danger of other things like excommunication. But no, because he's some great big head like Teddy Kennedy was, he gets away with lousy things. And I'll tell my Catholic brothers and sisters that they're getting a real black eye by allowing this fool. Yeah, I know what the Bible says about calling a man a fool, but this is the consummate fool that now heads up our nations. What happens when you turn your back on God? Leadership becomes absolutely corrupted, and he is corrupt. But it is really women that are calling the shots in American government now. You know, who runs the Democrat Party? You know, Nancy Pelosi? Well, oh, it's Chuckie Schumer. Not Chuckie Schumer. He just does what the women want so he can keep his power, and he's a feminized male anyway. Not sure he's even male to begin with. Anyway, we have some militant, atheistic, or pseudo-false religious women that have taken charge of this country. And there's no better example of that than what's happening to Donald Trump. Whether you like Trump or not, consider this. Donald Trump is the model of secular male leadership. What has worked in the past? Yeah, he's brash. He's got great confidence. He's been sacrilegious in the past, though he firmly supports the Judeo-Christian ethic because he knows that's the backbone of America, and he was taught that by his aunt and some other relatives, I think, in Ireland. And he has that family Bible that was given him with the request that he live up to what is written in the Word of God. But we have Donald Trump, bold and brash and accomplishment-oriented. He is exactly what the men of Western civilization have done that have made Western civ what it is, okay? You can argue all you want, but it's been white men like Donald Trump who have built the giant industries and have invented the, founded the great scientific principles, uncovered them, and created useful tools from those inventions. Those who have led us theologically, he is the consummate male. And so now the Democrat Party has become full of hyenas, you'll know what that reference is from the previous program, that are wanting to mock him and tear him down so that they can have their way, foolishly not understanding that according to history, that has always destroyed every previous culture when male leadership dies and self-willed, arrogant, irreligious, sacrilegious, non-religious females step in to accomplish their witchcraft. Oh, Woody, come on, don't do that. Yeah, no, it is what it is. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft is, by definition, is the manipulation of others for your own desires. And so we see that in the Democrat Party. We'll give you this, we'll give you that, we're promising this, we're promising that. All you have to do is just agree to follow us and let us take charge of things. And they're leading this nation off the cliff. But what is happening to Donald Trump right now is an overt attack on the one person who could restore this nation, if God permits, to the road it was once on prior to the 70s, and probably even prior to the 50s. When we actually knew what we knew, we believed what we believed, and we did what we were supposed to do in accordance with it. But we have right now a number of women who I call hyenas, the hyenas. These are the matriarchs who are mocking the lion, seeking to tear down his family structure and to destroy him. And the first and foremost is none other than what I call her, and I've talked about her, I think, in Program 5 and following, Fat Fanny Willis, or Fat Fanny, she give me the willies, Willis. Real name, Fanny Willis. I think she is the example of what's wrong with Georgia, and therefore what's wrong with America. She's the linchpin. And then steps up Letitia James, the state attorney of New York with a very dubious Marxist background. Oh, as has Fani Willis. And then we have this third black female judge that is a real work of art, who's going to be deciding Donald Trump's insurrection trial. Her name is Judge Chutkan, Tanya Chutkan, a real work of art. And then, of course, we have the one we talked about earlier, Kalimala Harris. And along with them, we have a bunch of cockroaches. Okay, the cockroaches are the men alongside these hyenas that are actively seeking to destroy America. And we'll be talking about them on this program. The first would be none other than Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan. What a piece of work he is. We're going to talk about him. And how about Alvin Brown? I'm sorry. Not Alvin Bragg again. This judge, Engoron, who is sitting on the Trump's civil trial. And then that last piece of work, Jamal Bowman, who thought that the door handle to get off out of the building and the fire escape was the fire alarm. So we pull that. And we're going to be talking in very dangerous terms about all these people, the hyenas and the cockroaches that are tearing down America. So join me, please, in segment 2 of Program 9 of The Bigger Picture. God bless you and thank you for listening.